This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:35 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run on Monday, the 7th of March. I'm Shazana Mokhtar, together with Wong Xiaoning and Tan Chen Li. Now, all eyes are on the Johor state elections that will take place this weekend on March 12th. There are high stakes for Perikatan Nasional and its anchor party, Bersatu, in these elections. I mean, following the Sheraton move, Bersatu and UMNO were in a tenuous relationship to secure control over the Johor state government. BN and PN combined held 28 seats to Pakatan Harapan's 27, the slimmest of majorities in the state assembly. However, as we all know, this UMNO Bersatu pact disintegrated, with the two parties now competing against each other for dominance of the Malay vote base.
There's additional pressure on Bersatu to put up a good showing, considering that Johor is considered a strong support base for its president, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Additionally, PN suffered heavy losses in the Melaka state elections, winning only 2 seats. But in Johor, Bersatu will be contesting in 33 seats, and PN has also made a raft of pledges, including corruption-free leadership, prioritizing living cost needs, social welfare care, and improving infrastructure efficiency, amongst others.
Today, we hear from one of the Bersatu candidates contesting in the seat of Larkin, Zulkifli Bujang. He was formerly a reporter with Bernama before becoming an aide to Datuk Sri Hamzah Zainuddin, the Minister of Home Affairs. Zulkifli, good morning. Thanks very much for speaking to us today. Could we find out a little bit more about you? Because you're an ex-broadcast journalist contesting in your first political seat in Larkin under the Bersatu ticket. Why did you decide to enter politics?
Thank you for calling, Shazana, and your team. Good morning. Everyone will ask me the same question, why I would suddenly decide to join politics. I've been through so many things during my reporting time as a journalist. Of course, we've been through a few elections as well. So right after, what we see and what we experience from the past elections and stuff, I think that this is about time for me to at least do something for the best of the rakyat, and that's why I decided to be in Bersatu or Perikatan Nasional and contest for this seat today.
And I'm curious, apologies about my mic, I'm curious why you chose Bersatu of all parties. I mean, why does it resonate with you?
What I see, Perikatan Nasional, I mean the Bersatu as a component party, I think that the Bersatu will have a quite different approach instead of the previous parties or the existing one. Bersatu, for me, find it's new, and some of them are inexperienced, like me myself. So I think this is the learning process that I think they will share together with us. If you join other party that they are already established, you know, you need to struggle in terms of internal issue and stuff like that. So I think this is why I choose Bersatu.
All right. And many believe that UMNO has the upper hand in the Johor state elections following their victory in Melaka. But how is Bersatu countering this perception?
I think in Johor, it's a bit different, a different scenario already. Because like in Melaka, Perikatan Nasional or Bersatu just have 2 seats. But instead, in Johor, we're quite balanced with other party in Johor itself, in the Dewan. But the thing is that... hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. In Johor, it's totally different. The sentiment of Tan Sri Muhyiddin as ex-MB, he's from Johor. So I think this will be... a different approach or a different perception towards the scenario, the political scenario in Johor. So we still have chance and win the rakyat of win heart of the rakyat.
Okay, so you think that in Johor at least Bersatu has a better chance than it did in Malacca, given the support that Tan Sri Muhyiddin, the president of Bersatu, has. Can I ask about your particular chances though? Because you're facing a really tough fight in Larkin. It's a six corner fight. So even though this was previously won by a Bersatu incumbent, there are many other candidates who also want to win this seat. What do you think of your chances to win?
Yes. I will use my experience as a journalist, as someone who get involved in administrative the government. So I think this is my plus point to Bangsa Johor, to the rakyat and to the people in Larkin, because I will use all this experience to offer my service to them. A part of I know, I do believe that other candidates as well, they have their own plus point as well. Mm. But this is what I can offer to them.
Okay.
My experience.
Zulkifli, let's get specific. You say you have experience, right? Tell us specifically, what are your campaign pledges that you are going to make to the constituents of Larkin? What kind of promises are you going to carry out? Or what do you want to say to these people who might vote on Saturday?
Okay. We know that in Larkin, 76,000 voters, and a majority or the most population within the 76,000 is the population around range between 30 until 50s. So education, health issue is the main or the major issue that I need to address, include as well as the properties or land issue in Larkin. So based on these issues and my experience, I think we can and connection with the federal, I think we can solve a few issues at least.
So Kifli, can I ask, Bersatu is seen as unfriendly to non-Malay voters, especially given its association with other coalition parties within Perikatan Nasional, such as PAS. Are you relying solely on the Malay vote to win, or do you also see that you have the support of the non-Malay vote base?
I strongly believe that we still have the support from non-Malay voters as well, because we have Gerakan together with us. And based on our track record, I think they will support us.
And can I just ask very quickly, there have been a series of resignations from Bersatu in recent weeks, including the Mersing Bersatu chief just a few days ago. Is Bersatu facing a crisis in morale at the moment?
I don't think so, not at all. Because each and every people that I meet during my campaign, they all give a very good support to us. So I don't think that they will be demoralized because of that issue.
Now, earlier on, Zulkifli, you were saying that you joined Bersatu because it's a new party. But yet, at the same time, I would actually say Bersatu represents very much the status quo of current Malaysian politics. Don't you think so? Because of the members, the leaders, they all come from a certain generation of Malaysia and the political scene.
That's why we need new faces, professionals to join them in order for us to bring, to offer something new to the people.
But what is this new thing that you're offering? I'm just curious, because what is the identity of Bersatu that is so different from other political parties?
Integrity, that's what our president, Tan Sri Muhyiddin, will always say. We need to be as party as integrity is paramount important to us, and we pledged the other day that we tolak rasuah, things like that.
All right, Zulkifli, thank you very much for speaking with us. We'll be following your campaign as the Johor state elections come close. That was Zulkifli Bujang, Bersatu candidate for Larkin, speaking to us about his campaign in that constituency and the prospects of Bersatu in the overall state. Mm. He sounded quite confident that Bersatu can put up a good fight against UMNO.
And what's interesting is the campaign pledges And what does the party stand for, which is supposedly integrity? This is something I would like to really see happen in Malaysia. And integrity can come in so many forms, right? So whether it's, you know, corruption-free is one thing, breaking of promises, if you're caught doing something you're not supposed to do, and if you have integrity, will you step down? I think these are the things that we want from our political leaders.
Absolutely. And Larkin's going to be an interesting seat to watch because it's the seat where both PKR and MUDA have candidates there. So there's a bit of a tussle between the opposition party. And then, of course, we've got the BNPN rivalry as well. So a seat to watch for sure. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.